I'd like to now introduce Renee Simpson, commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars Department of Wisconsin, and daughter of a veteran who recently died of mesothelioma.
Good morning. Sorry, Ruth has already got me going, but I swear her husband and my dad must have known each other because they were so similar. This is a picture of my family. I have three older brothers and a younger sister. My dad was an Army veteran, serving proudly for 4 years, fought in the Dominican Republic War, and was transported on Navy ships, and lived in barracks that asbestos was present in. I even worked in buildings and stayed in buildings that asbestos was in my time as a soldier and as a civilian worker at Fort McCoy. My brothers, two of them, and myself, and my dad, all Army veterans. We have a very proud legacy of what we stand for this country and its service. Not only was my dad an Army veteran, but he worked in the foundries for 10 years, many times scraping asbestos off inside the furnaces, covered in it, and bringing that home to his children. So unfortunately, through that, and then becoming a farmer, this whole family, in some way or another, has been exposed to asbestos. Who knows which one of us will be next? This picture was taken Thanksgiving of 2012. My dad was diagnosed in August of 2012. He was told he would have 5 years to live. This was my dad on May 11th, 2013. May 29th, at a little past 8 o'clock that night, he died. We went from 5 years to 9 months. It's a terrible disease, and as Ruth said, her husband obviously knew that he had it much longer than my dad. Nightly, we drained 8, 9, 1,000 cc's of fluid off from his lung just so that he could breathe. The excruciating pain that that man went through that last week while I helped care for him, and the medicines that he had to take just to be able to swallow or sleep, was astronomical. And if you think that this bill is protecting the rights of victims, it is not. It is protecting corporations. And that is wrong. We need to be making sure that those that have worked to make this country great, whether it was service to their country, whether it was making products that help us be productive every day, or the food that we put on our families' plates, they have the right to have a justice system that works for them. They should be taken care of. My father, yes, went right ahead, and he started all the legal action. But he died in May. His court date wasn't even projected until December. That left a lot of burden on my mother. And to this day, she struggles very, very hard to deal with everything, keeping the family farm running, making sure that she can keep that for the future of my family and my brothers and sister. We need to take care of them. And we ask that the Assembly and Governor Walker stop this AB 19 so that families like mine and so many others get the justice that they deserve. Thank you.